show a little bit of love. Come on, Mr. Michael Exler from the East Coast Horror Group. Mike, we'll see these fine folks.
Thank you very much. Welcome everybody to Day 2 of Days of the Dead Chicago. I'm going to bring out a good friend of mine, Mr. Ed Gonzalez. Come on out, Ed.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we know why you're here. Are we ready to bring the man out? You do better than that. Bring the man out one more time. Ladies and gentlemen, the 16-time world heavyweight champion, the Nature Boy, Rick Flair.
Thank you.
All right, how's everybody doing in Chicago tonight? All right, so Rick, we brought you in. You having a good time?
Having a great time, yeah.
Fantastic, fantastic. So I want to start off with the first question here. The first question is the name Nature Boy. Nature Boy Buddy Rogers had it first. How did it come into your possession and you made it so iconic?
After the airplane crash in 75, I was just trying to find myself and the promoter, George Scott, who was a good friend of Rogers at that time. I'd done with him. Obviously, afterwards, I met him. I didn't work with him twice. But he said the winner should take it. You know, they're very similar in style. And I just took funny stuff and jacked it up. You know, so it worked out. Thank God. It was no act of genius on my part. Somebody else gave me the idea.
How did the infamous blue get started?
That was mine. I was just riding on the highway listening to Jerry Lewis. Goodness gracious, great balls of fire, woo. Okay. And I just started doing it in 1974.
It's been perfect ever since.
Yep.
Can we get one? All right, so me personally, growing up, huge wrestling fan, obviously. I grew up kind of in the Midwest in the great state of Iowa. No, nothing? All right. So growing up in Iowa as a young kid, it was always the WWF. But my family was from Alabama. And I remember one time my aunt, who lived with us at the time, she told me, "Why are you watching this? This is phony." She's talking about the WWF.
Yeah.
"If you want to watch real wrestling, you need to turn it on to TBS.
Yeah.
And I turned on TBS, and there was the Rock and Roll Express.
Yeah.
What? I love Ricky Morton. Ricky Morton is one of my favorites.
Yep.
Do you think do you think Ricky's too underrated? Do you think he doesn't get the love that he deserves?
I don't, not certainly by the guys that work with them. Ricky Morton's one of the all-time greats. He probably never got the recognition that he should have gotten, because I don't think he ever wrestled for the WWE, did they? I don't think so. So he kind of had that, that he was in Oklahoma for a while, Dallas for a while, Louisiana territory, then he went huge in the Mid-Atlantic area. TBS, but he was a great, great professional wrestler, great kid. He's still working out. He's still working on it. Really, really, I don't think he's underrated, but certainly not by me. And I worked with him as much as anybody else did. He was great.
Yeah, you had a little program with him, didn't you, for a little while?
Yeah, sure did, yeah. He sold out everything. He was a really, really hot commodity. The girls loved him.
So talk about the formation of the Four Horsemen. Do you ever think there's going to be a faction that could live up to you guys?
Oh, the answer to that is never. I don't have to think about that. The formation, just we were all there together, and Arn came up with the idea. He just said it one day on TV, and the next week it took off. It had wings of its own. right. Starbucks.
So going back to my question, the difference between my family, very Southern, was not a WWF fan, but they love the NWA. Do you think that style where it's just about the wrestling, which is what a lot of the NWA was, do you think that could make a comeback? Not so much about the entertainment and the skits, but just wrestling in the ring.
Well, y'all remember that isn't all we did. We obviously had Dusty Rhodes.
But it wasn't as over top.
It wasn't what?
As over the top as the cartoon characters that Vince was producing at the time.
Yeah, we gave much better. We gave them much more wrestling. Well, we had a lot of entertainment value too. And we had better talkers. You know, we just Dusty Rhodes. It was like, are we gonna be one like him? Myself, Roddy Williams for a while. They had some good talkers up there, but part of the best up there was Ronnie Pegman, so. But Roddy was with us for a while, too.
Roddy, a Days of the Dead alum. Love and miss Roddy.
I do, too.
Now, we're all familiar with the famous, now famous Monday Night Wars. Can you talk about those that from your perspective?
Well, it just, it's a strange time for me. I just didn't, I thought it was great for business to have two different factions, and obviously the fans loved it, but I didn't like the fact that Eric and Hulk and those guys kept going out every week and saying we're going to crush Vince McMahon. I mean, I knew that wasn't going to happen. Please. Anybody thinks you're going to beat Vince McMahon, just no Vince McMahon. He doesn't see, the only thing he used to ever see as competition was Disneyland. Or Disney, right? But he didn't see that competition. And why would he? I mean, they're so big. And, you know, Universal, globally, I mean, just, it's a huge company. It's done very, very well.
So, what is your opinion of the current, you know, family excluded, of the current product that's on television right now?
Well, I think it's good. You know, it's different. A lot of new people, but you know, when they get together like they are for tomorrow, they put together a tremendous show. I don't have to, you know, put her aside. I think she's the best performer in the company, too. If she's not, it's either her, AJ Styles, Seth Rollins, or that's about it. Seth Rollins, AJ, and her. I mean, she's just hands above everybody else. And that, you know, which I'm not the only one saying it, Forbes magazine said it. So if Forbes said it, you know, that's a pretty good recommendation. She's just turned it on. She's found a level of comfort, and she's, you know, she's on fire. But the fact that she and Sasha main evented Hell in a Cell speaks volumes for where the women's division is. All of them, the whole different. There's no more diva division. There's women, and the company's given them more time. And all of them, I mean, Becky. I mean, that's the whole. I just can't single out any one person, but they're all. They brought it. Sasha, Becky, I mean, Rock's niece is doing great, Nia Jax, all the young kids, Carmella, they've all brought it to a different level, so, and it's fun to watch it, and to get more time, not only on the microphone, but in the ring, and what was in the building.
Now, having worked for WCW and WWE, talk about some of the differences between working for the two organizations.
You can't even compare them. WCW was a cluster. I mean, after, not initially when we first got bought off, but as soon as Jim heard, those guys started coming in. Just a cluster. And it ended up being a cluster. So, at this day of my life is the day they closed down.
Could you tell us any good stories about trading at Vern Gagne's farm with all those other guys.
I was just going to say, when you were saying from Iowa, you had to be an AWA guy. How old are you? Oh, you're too young, man. Yeah. Yeah, it was brutal, guys. It was November, this time of year right now, and outdoors, Minnesota, in a barn, 2 mile run, 500 free squats, 200 push-ups, 200 crunches, and then we just went in there and got the shit beat out of us. I quit drinking. It was brutal. So. I think it made me a better person, obviously made me a better man, but it also made me very unsympathetic to a lot of people's personal problems. It's once you've been through a camp like that and then driven 3,000 miles a week making $50 a night for a year and a half, and that's a lot to learn. You're very desensitized going forward in life. Yeah, I got a headache because I'm working on it. I don't feel good. I tell shit. Yeah. I come from a different planet, baby. That's why marriage hasn't worked out for me very well. So I'll be late, really? Okay, see ya. Find your own ride, baby. I finally found the one, man. She's on time, she's beautiful, and she's got money. She can't shake me. She's stand up when they say hi to everybody. She's eating her Subway sandwich. Her jersey might. Yeah, good looks, money, everything, guys. And not bad. Actually, more than not bad. Coffee, damn it, Wendy.
So, if you could name a couple guys that you really enjoyed working with in the ring and also out of the ring, partners.
Oh, God, there have been so many. I mean, I love working with Dusty, obviously, Sting, Steamboat, Harley Race, Jack Disco, Terry Funk. I had a lot of fun with some Terry. Hunter, Shawn Michaels, Steve, Hulk Hogan, I love working with Hulk. Macho Man, you know, I like working with him, but Randy was always upset about something. You know, so. Yeah, I mean, it's sad because he just lived in a world of paranoia. And he was really a good performer, but just always overthinking things. But a very nice person, a good person, and it's a tragedy he left us so early because he had just found happiness and a nice wife, and he was back in a good place. So, but you never know. That's why you got to make the best out of every day. You never know what's going to happen.
So, talking about working with those guys, when everybody was in WCW, you worked with Hogan a lot. But when you guys were both in the WWF in the early 90s, that was going to be the dream match. And it just kind of never happened. What was it that it just didn't work out?
Well, you know, it's a question that's never been answered. I think Hulk was getting ready to leave. We'll do that TV series called Thunder in Paradise. And I think he and Vince were not business-wise. They needed a cash stream. They had a cash flow problem. So they started putting he and I in house shows, which, you know, automatically took away the first time match over meeting. So it would have been great, but it didn't happen. But I don't look back on that as being anything that I had just much fun wrestling Randy in my first WrestleMania. So it was great.
With today's talent, or even in NXT, do you think it's possible for us to see another Flair, Stone Cold, The Rock, or do you think they're too scripted these days?
Too scripted. No. It's not, that's not, I mean, The Rock is a very scripted guy. He likes to have this stuff where you got a chance to look at it. You know, I'm one of the guys like Roddy and Dusty, we just can go off on our own little world and wake up after a 5 minute promo. But you know, a lot of the guys like that have an outline and all that. For me, it's very difficult. But the reason that's happening now is because there are so many things that need to pinpoint the pay-per-view, the date. I mean, a lot of things we didn't have to think about. I just had to remember what town we're in and plug in Marriott Hotel. 18 to 28, no boyfriends, no husbands. See you upstairs. But now, there's so many things that they just pinpoint, you know, this going to be here, going to be there. And I have to look at those things, those bullet points, and I get frustrated, but I learned to adapt to it, you know. And they allow me a little bit of creativity, but it's like, be careful, okay. Okay. But still, I mean, they want everybody, you know, to understand the direction of the company. They're very PG now. And a lot of stuff I used to say, obviously, wouldn't fly underneath the PG banner. Certainly Dusty and Piper wouldn't. So at Stone Cold, I don't think so, Steve. Take that away from Steve and he's screwed. And drinking beer on TV, what a gimmick that was, right? Jesus, I should have had that gimmick. Drink beer on TV. He's the greatest, so I think he will be remembered as the biggest star in the history of our country, in the history of the business. Steve, good old Stone Cold, man.
So, kind of comparing, you know, kind of what's going on now versus what was going on then, and I believe I asked this to Brett when we had him up here, do you think there's a sense of camaraderie that's missing nowadays?
For sure.
In the business, you know, back in the day, everybody go out, have some drinks, have a good night. Now, it's kind of, it just doesn't seem as tight-knit as it once was.
It's not, and it's all because of, well, it's not all because, but social media has handicapped us terribly. You know, they don't want pictures of the guys in the bars drinking. And when we go overseas now, it's a much more strictly regulated tour. I mean, we very rarely get to stay in the same town. We fly out that night in the main, so you can't go celebrate in the hotel. Isn't it in the history of the business, we have less hotels in bad shape. It's no secret. But, you know, we have our moments, you know, we get together, but it's nothing like it was in the old days, nothing.
Which do you prefer?
The old days.
Now, do you think anyone should tie you at 16 championships, John Cena being the closest one?
I wouldn't mind. I think John's one of the first. Yeah, I don't think it'll happen with John, because John's kind of winding down. He's got so many other projects going on, and I don't think that they will go backwards. You know, going back to John would be sidestepping Seth Rollins, Roman, and Ambrose, and all that. But if it happens, I mean, I'll be all for it. I think John's awesome.
Kind of.
He's a great guy, too.
Kind of sticking with that, the number's not actually 16.
No.
So what was it, do you think, that made them settle on that 16 now that we know it? It's truly not 16. It's significantly higher than that.
Yeah, because Harley and I did a deal without even asking permission. But I already got told for New Zealand, that would be 17. Then I left it in Santo Domingo to come back and get it, that would be 18. Then I left it in Santo Domingo again to come back and get it, that would be 19. Then I left it in Trinidad to come back and get it. The islands were rough, kids. Wow, hot potato. I don't want the belt. You keep it. I'm trying to get back to the locker room alive. Jesus.
I, rem- remember one specific story I had, and forgive me for not remembering the guy's name, but there was somebody in one of those islands, or like Puerto Rico, or...
Jack Bonanno.
That's the one I'm thinking of.
Yeah, Domingo, brother.
Could you tell me a little bit about that whole situation?
We got there, I'd never been there before, and there was 20,000 people trying to get into a 10,000 seat building. And I wrestled the guy, never talked to him. He couldn't speak a word of English. And he was only 5'6", about 170 pounds. So they should know him. And I was up in a hotel with George Napolitano, who was a writer for wrestling magazine back then. He said, come look at us. He was running across the bridge in San Domingo. There was 40,000 people watching him run across the bridge, get ready to fight in the night, right? So, he couldn't wrestle an hour, we ended up going like 30 minutes, and the idea was sleeper hold was finished. And one, two, they'd ring the bell, right? But my arm was going down, forget it. They thought he won, and I wanted them to have the belt. Take it, referee, idiot. I know you don't understand English, but understand this, I'm just going to throw it right back to you. Full scale riot, boy, it was brutal. So, yeah, I've seen that a couple times. When they start shooting the horse that the cops are riding on, then you know it's time to move along. Yeah, that was in St. Croix outdoor show. Yeah, well, thank you. Get me to the bar and to the beach.
Kind of sticking with that, being one of the greatest heels of all time, how much did you run into?
One of
the greatest heel of all time, sorry.
That's good, thank you.
How often did you run into people that couldn't separate the two?
You mean fan base?
Yes, like Ric Flair and obviously the Nature Boy, your character.
Well, I never wanted them to separate. What I said on TV I was doing. I was living that life, man. I think people, that's what people, what eventually made them popular with the people. It's hard not to like that. The guys hated it, women loved it. Everybody likes the guy that's got money. Everybody likes the guy that dresses in her nice clothes. Every woman does rather, right? Spend money, big cars, private airplanes. Let me think. My husband's 50 pounds overweight. He's driving a beat-up old Dodge. Do I want to be with Ric Flair or my husband? And I used to do that a lot. I'm like, shut up, fat boy. I'll take your wife home and make a woman out of her. Oh, you know, yeah. That was not well received.
So,
especially when his wife showed up at the hotel.
So
I bet my Q&A is a lot better than Bret Hart's, right?
For
much more entertaining than Bret.
I gotta say, no comment, just for our sake.
But he knows he can't beat me entertainment wise. I'll do one right now.
So I gotta ask, I heard one the other night from one of our other guests, and I thought it was a great story. But do you have any good stories about traveling down the road with Harley Race?
Oh, God, please. Yes, I've been traveling with Harley for years. He just wanted to fight at somebody every night. Well, there was no women who would come around. He wanted to go over and put a quarter down on the pool table, knock everybody's quarter off, take a cigarette and go, I got the winner. There's 10 people standing in line, just knock all their quarters off. The queue and put it down. I said, Harley, can't we just get over here to the bar and get laid tonight and try something different? Nope, he wanted to fight every night. And he drove the car 130 miles an hour, which was not fun. We drove from Kansas City to Des Moines, Iowa. It's 180 miles in less than 3 hours. Yeah, in this 911 turbo Porsche. Yeah, that's 130 miles an hour. Radar detector in front, radar detector in back. Jesus. Insanity.
So one final question we have for you, Rick. As the greatest pro wrestler ever, what part of your legacy are you the most proud of?
My daughter. She's come with, we just had the experience, a terrible part of our life. Maybe 4 years in March that my son died. Boy, they fought every day of their lives, but they were inseparable in that close. And it was just, as hard as it was for us as parents, it was, all my kids were upset, but Ashley was just devastated. But she came back from that, and here she's been in business 4.5 years, and look where she's at, a 3-time champion. So it's not like she's been doing it forever. She didn't start until she was 20, 25, 24, 26 years old. And look where she's come from, and that's always the adversity of the passing of my son. So I couldn't be more proud of her. And she persevered, and then she had to come in with the curse of having my name, which, put a lot of pressure on her too, but she's done it by herself. It's nothing I've done for her, and she's determined to do this, and she wanted to be the one to break my record with her. So, but she's done it all on her own, and I'm really proud of her. She's working hard. She just got back from Europe. Vince has taken her to Afghanistan. There's about 5 of them going over in a handshake tour for the troops. I guess they leave December 6th. And she wouldn't want that any other way. She likes being the center, but I think she's doing another muscle and fitness cover. And that's who she is. She just works that hard. So I couldn't be prouder.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, why don't you stand up, give a round of applause for the 2-time Hall of Famer, 19-time World Heavyweight Champion, ladies and gentlemen, the Nature Boy, Ric Flair.
Don't they get that question?
Okay.